Thanks for coming this afternoon, y'all. Kind of before we get started here, what I'd like to do is take a moment to reflect here a little bit and give my prayers and my thoughts to all the families and the victims of all those that have suffered on the Boston Marathon earlier this week. With that being said, I know right now I'm on the clock, so you guys are on the clock now.
Coverage of all of them?
I haven't.
Because you know they caught one in the
past. Oh, they did?
Yeah, they killed them.
Actually, what I'll be, you know, we've kind of been in that room kind of doing our thing. When I get home at night, 8:30, 9 o'clock, I kind of get a quick capsule of the news, and that's about all I know.
You're a marathoner, aren't you?
I've run two, but as you can see, I really probably couldn't run a marathon right now. I used to.
But never Boston. You were.
Mm-mm. What I did is I did two Green Bay marathons, and that's that. Let's talk about the draft.
John, did minicamp at all do anything to change any of the strategy, the thoughts, the needs that you might be thinking you want to get from the draft?
No, how I went about it is it was our first time together as a group, me with the coaching staff, and for me to really kind of see the players up close and personal. It gave me a chance just to watch guys move around and get familiar with who they are, and that's kind of what I did, is just try to get familiar with each and every player. And
so then nobody changed your mind, like, oh, okay, we don't need that position now?
No, not necessarily.
You saw you out there high-fiving guys, fist-bumping guys. How are you going to be? Are you a hands-on guy down there during those mini-camps, during those practices?
No, but it's the old player coming out of me, but, you know, it's to me, I think it's really important from a football team standpoint to realize, you know, all along, we're collectively in this together. I mean, you know, I'm there to help you and you're there to help me. That's, you know, we're a family, and that's the kind of environment we're going to create here. John, I have to earn their trust, and, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll earn mine.
Is that hard to do? I mean, because it is a business as well. I mean,
no, it is. It is. But I think it takes some time. But it's just really what it is. It's a chance to get to know these guys, get to know their personalities as well. I mean, that's kind of what that is.
Do you know who you're going to pick?
Do I know who I'm going
to
pick?
I mean, you guys have the first pick. You don't have to wait on anybody else. Do you, at this moment, know what you're going to do Thursday?
Not right yet. You know, I've said all along it's an ongoing process. Actually, when I finish here, we'll go back upstairs with the scouts and kind of, you know, do some finalization to the college free agents side of it, get some organization there. I think from a clarity standpoint, when that curtain's raised on Thursday morning, we'll be ready. But right now, it's still ongoing, and you never know what can happen.
How narrowed down are you, do you think?
Excuse me?
How narrowed down are you?
What did I say earlier? When's the last number I left at?
I don't remember.
Four?
I want to say four.
Okay, we're still at four. We're exploring the options at four, and, you still have to give yourself some options. And kind of see what you kind of do now is just kind of see how these four guys play and kind of watch the games as they played. You understand their people. Now let's watch them play their respective position.
How much do you pay attention to, and how much do you, not everybody tells the truth this time of the year,
That's a sad thing, isn't it?
Yeah, 6 days leading up to the draft. I mean, how much do you pay attention and listen, and what?
Do you know how much I pay attention and listen? I haven't turned the radio on, picked up a newspaper, or watched TV in terms of football in a month. And I try to block that out so I can get a really true perspective of what's there, and what my goal was to do is to try to get the best available players. So I try to block all this out.
Is that difficult to do?
It is. In today's world, absolutely it is. You know, because of the power of the social media, and you guys have this tweeter thing, and I mean, it's unbelievable. I just try to block all that stuff out. Information happens too fast today for me.
I mean, everybody's got an agenda, agents, players, all sorts of stuff, and that's
correct.
I guess that's kind of where I was going with that. I mean, I'm sure agents and all sorts of league people are trying to contact you, throwing something out here, throwing something out there. I mean, it's got to be difficult at least to know what's real and what's not. Or is it? Maybe it's not.
Well, you know, they've always said here about the last, like the 1st of April, you know, people kind of stretch the truth here a little bit, so you just got to watch that, and that's what it is.
You may know bones about the fact that if somebody really wants that number one pick, you're open for business. How long will you be open for business? To the last minute of your allotted time?
Well, no, what I have to do is what's best for the Kansas City Chiefs organization. I'll explore every option and available thing. Then you'll begin to weigh those decisions. And then at the appropriate time, you know, you have all the way up until that last minute. So we'll see.
So you'll go right up to the brink to have somebody knock you over with an
offer? Well, Ted said I needed like 15 minutes of press coverage. That's a joke, Charlie.
When you're going through this process, does Clark ever come in and say, okay, you got this much money to spend and get the best you can? Or you know, how does that play into it?
I tell you what, it's, I've been here 3.5 months, something like that. Clark has been awesome. He's given us the resources to do what we do, and that's acquire football players and help build a championship team. The guy is very passionate. He wants a championship team in the worst way, as you can, you know, well see. He is a very genuinely nice man, and I enjoy just being around him. And he's very passionate about this organization.
But when you're looking at players, is there anybody out there you say, well, I don't think we can afford him, or he didn't sit there and go, I like this guy bad? And
he hadn't said no yet.
Are you still allowed to negotiate before the actual pick is made?
Right now, I believe I'm on the clock.
Okay, so under legal, you don't have to gain permission to talk to this player or that player. You can talk to whoever you want.
I think I'm on the clock.
Is this a chance in this situation if you have, let's say, one and 1A and 1B? Can you
1C and 1D?
Let's say you get rid of C and D by the time, let's say, Tuesday or Wednesday rolls around, and can you play one off against the other and start negotiating and say, here's the offer, but first one to say yes gets it?
Yeah, but, I mean, again, what am I going to do, select this player based off of negotiations? I want to select this player based off of his abilities.
But what if they're both the same?
In terms of weight for this team?
Yeah. Your grade, your analysis is there's one. This is 1B. There's no difference.
You know, we have one of the better salary cap guys in the business with Tripp McCracken, and I have no qualms that we'll have a player signed. That's as fair as I can be.
John, you've done lots of drafts, lots of them. Lots. So is this one, though, I mean, how different is it for you now in the seat you're sitting in with the organization you're in? I mean, it's still the same work. It's still what you've done. It's still what you know. But now it's different. So are you feeling that difference, or are the old instincts just in there and you're just doing what you know to do?
You know what? It's an honor. It's a challenge. It's kind of what you've done from your professional life to try to get to this stage. It's exciting. And I couldn't be united with a greater bunch of people within, you know, the entire organization, because collectively this organization helps with the little things to make these things kind of happen. I can't tell you the scouting staff and the coaching staff, the hours they put in to help this process go through. And then when you can sit alongside of, Andy Reid and be able to sit and have conversation with him, and then you have ownership like Clark Hunt, it's fascinating, it's challenging, and it's exciting.
How well did you do filling needs in free agency thus far, and has that helped maybe plug some spots before you get to the draft?
Well, we think we address some, the backside of it. You try to fill in the in free agency there a little bit. I think we secured some secure players with the existing team. That in order to move ahead, you have to go and do those types of movements. I'm very happy with the free agents that we've signed. And now you look forward to the college drafting part of it, and then you get ready for training camp.
John, assuming you like Luke Jokel and assuming you like Eric Fisher, what's to choose from between those two guys? What are the differences? If you choose one of those guys over the other one, what are you choosing there?
Well, you know what? All along, y'all, I don't like to talk about specifics of players. I can talk about the positional groups, but I just don't want to talk about the actual specifics of those players. I think they're both really fine football players. And I think this year the offensive line position has some true prospects in it.
John, what about that offensive tackle spot then? Specifically the top two guys. What in any other year are they this high? Are they this high in the draft in any other year?
You know, I assess each year of the – every draft has their own unique characteristics. Last year's draft had its unique characteristics. This year's draft has its unique characteristics, and that's kind of how I go about assessing each individual draft.
So what are the unique characteristics of this year's draft?
I think the unique characteristics are there are offensive linemen in this draft. I think there's some defensive linemen in this draft, and they're corners.
John, everybody's kind of an amateur armchair GM this month. Can you help us appreciate the challenges and the thought process of everyone says trade down. That sounds fun on paper with your buddies, but it's a logistically different deal, isn't it, in real life?
It is. I mean, you have to weigh so many variables and options for the betterment of this organization. When you sit in this seat, you're not only responsible for yourself, but you're responsible for numerous other things within this organization. So you have to weigh those factors in. At the end of the day, you have to do what's best for this organization and acquire the best possible players for this organization.
Do you have a point system like Parcells had when he swapped all those picks many years ago?
You know, everybody has those point systems when it comes to trading. You know, the only value in those point system is you hope that the guy whoever you're trading with, he has the same point scale. I mean, that's the only way of doing horse trading.
Talking about points, in your draft room,
yep.
How do you rate the players? Assign 8 down? Is it plus 1, 1, minus 1? Is it 1 through 300? Or how do you guys arrange that?
Well, you build a board. And you start with the best player at each position, and you kind of work down.
So you build vertically?
Well,
and then go horizontally?
Well, you can go vertical, horizontal, you can go cross. No, I'm here. The thing with that is, y'all, I don't want to discuss in terms of how we do, do things and build things. But I will say this, the system works. I think it's proven over time. If you wanted to know the number of players I have on my draft board, I'd have anywhere between 150 and 160.
A couple more.
There was some confusion yesterday about what may or may not been granted in terms of Brandon Albert,
yep.
Who we could talk to. What can you give us what exactly the situation is with him?
I mean, all along, I've said, I will try to explore every opportunity. What I did is I did give the Miami Dolphins permission to talk to the representatives of Brandon Albert. I really, I haven't talked to him in 2 days. And then from the medical standpoint, I didn't give him permission to, to do the medical thing. And that's kind of it.
What's your communication with Brandon himself been?
I've been talking to his representatives on an ongoing basis.
Because he indicated, as you probably saw on the NFL Network, he just wanted some clarity on his situation. He said he hadn't been getting it. Is it the agent isn't passing on the message, or have you given him any clarity on where?
If I've tried to talk to the agent, and when the agent says, and whatever I say to the agent, I'm sure he's passing it on to Brandon.
Is this situation built on the ability at this point to get a long-term contract?
No. I mean, Brandon Albert's a good football player. We wouldn't have stuck the franchise tag on him if he wasn't. I mean, that's what it is. He's a good football player. And, it's my job to explore all options, and that's kind of what's going on.
John, can you just kind of describe having that number one pick? Is that the pick that has more pressure, is harder? Is that pick easier, like if last year with the Colts and Andrew Luck, everybody knew before the draft? I mean, when you have that number one pick, how different does it make it than saying picking number 7 in the first,
It's magnified. It magnifies the whole process. It is the first pick in the draft. I look at it as a positive because what you're doing is you're getting a shot at the best player in the draft. And then, the draft rounds go on, but the way it's set up with Jacksonville is we get every other first pick in that draft. So you're going to get good quality, the first shot at good quality players.
Do
find a way to get back in the second round?
I'll explore every option there is.
All right.
Who will be in the draft? How do you have it set up?
You know what? We have done all our hard work. You know, the scouts will be there. The coaches will be in there. We'll have individuals, working the trade phones to try to trade. I will be in there. Andy will be in there. Clark will be in there. Everybody has to remember it is work. You know, it's a business. It's a serious business working day, and that's the type of attitude that will take place here.
Well, just with the Andy staff, do you have a room big enough for all these people?
We got a big enough room.
All right. Thank you, guys.